Blog Talk Radio.
gray history. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. If I had my way, she'd be bad today. But she don't intend to see me again. Oh, what can
All right. Here I am at this point in time calling to my own show. And there's a whole lot of echo because I still have to be hooked in order to not disconnect the show. So please bear with it. This is just how Blog Talk has made it happen today. And Anne, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Jenny.
Oh, awesome, because it's not working with Blog Talk.
But, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, Shauna's problem yesterday, that does not surprise me at all.
I know.
We're just going to play more music. That's kind of how you get around
good. That. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So right now I want to play something that I really like. It's
okay.
Elvis doing A Mess of Blues.
Ah, good one.
I just got your letter, babe. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy sitting here.
God.
find it. That's really kind of cool.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. It's always been amazing to me that a man can do that with his voice because they've got such a low register. And then they can go into that falsetto and, oh, my gosh. You know, so it's always amazed me. It just amazed me. And then when you
beautiful.
Use J.D. Sumner's bass, and you can go and do the sub-bass with it, you know.
What a voice that man had as well. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got a request here from Brandon.
Yeah.
And Brandon is so good at requests. I get two requests usually within an hour after the show is over. And then the day before the show, I get two or three more. And it's like, hey, dude, cut it back here. Let's cut it back here.
Slow down a bit.
I'm going with the first two, and then his other two choices will come on Saturday.
Okay.
So right now we're going to go with Roy Orbison.
Oh, great.
Candyman.
Oh, okay.
Come on, baby, let me take you by the hand. Come on, sugar, let me take you by the hand. You're for me, let me be all your own candy, your candy, candy man.
Request from John.
Yeah.
And this, hey guys, get your tissues out.
Oh no. So I've got it.
Yeah. This is going to just make you sit there and bawl your head off.
Oh no.
But it's so beautiful. But you know how I like to make people's emotions roll? on the roller coaster. Yeah, so, but this is so beautiful. I had to play it, even though it made me cry. I have to play it. It's by Stephen Mira Blount, and it's called When Tomorrow Starts Without Me.
If tomorrow starts without me, and I am not there to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes all filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today, while thinking of the many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you, and each time that you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those I dearly love. But as I turned to walk away, a tear fell from my eye. For all my life, I always thought I didn't want to die. I had so much to live for, so much left yet to do. It seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you. I thought of all the yesterdays, the good ones and the bad. I thought of all that we shared and all the fun we had. If I could relive yesterday, just even for a while, I'd say goodbye and kiss you, and maybe see you smile. But then I fully realized that this could never be, for emptiness and memories would take the place of me. And when I thought of worldly things, I might miss them tomorrow, I thought of you, and when I did, my heart was filled with sorrow. But when I walked through heaven's gates, I felt so much at home, when God looked down and smiled at me from his great golden throne. He said, "This is eternity, and all I've promised you. Today your life on earth is past, but here life starts anew. I promise no tomorrow, but today will always last. And since each day is the same way, there's no longing for the past. So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, just remember I'm right here in your heart."
Are y'all fine now?
Yes, I am.
That's a good thing, because that is an absolutely beautiful song. Mm-hmm. And the sentiments that it gets across, wow. That is just about one of the best ways to say I love you, and I know you love me, but please, get on with your life.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's beautiful. And you know, if I listen to some that's going to make me cry, you guys are going to hear it. That's just how I roll with it. That's just what it goes. So thank you very much, John. Yeah, that was absolutely beautiful. I don't know how you find these things, John, but keep it up.
Yeah, that's beautiful, John. Thank you.
I totally love it. Okay. Blood, sweat, and tears. And this is a good follow-up. You make me so very happy.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Good band, that. I've always loved them. And they've been around for quite a long time. I remember seeing them at the Battle of the Bands when I was 16.
Wow.
So I'm not saying exactly how long that was, but it was a while.
It's only a few years, Jenny.
Oh, there you go. Just a very few. Just a handful.
Just a few.
Yeah. Four times over. But
I didn't say that.
No, but I did. You know, truth is truth.
I'm not guilty.
You can't really change it. Just, you know, something that happens to you.
Yeah. It creeps up on you.
Oh my. Yeah, wow. We're going to go with something now. Bobby Lewis, Tossin' and Turnin'.
Baby, you did something to me. I couldn't sleep at all last night. It's on the floor.
He's got it pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Catchy tune.
I think it's great. Mm. Okay, time for another request from John.
Okay.
And this is Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
And he's singing. Now, this song, when I heard this, it brought back some memories, high school memories. You know, it was so funny because I would walk down the hallway. And my then boyfriend and his best friend would say, wait a minute, wait a minute. And they'd drop back a few steps and say, okay. And they just wanted to watch me walk. And when you're a teenage girl, that's freaky. I remember that. And it was very flattering, but...
Yeah.
I was quite insecure at that time, so it was kind of like, what are you guys doing? Why? Whatever. You know, they were boys.
Yeah.
That pretty much explains the whole thing, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Oh, of course. So when boys get older, that doesn't change very much.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. sometimes they're just as blatant about it, and sometimes they're a little bit sneakier, you know, but they still do it.
Of course
so,
they do.
You get used to it, I guess. Maybe. You can laugh about it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jerry Lee Lewis, and the name of the song is Bonnie Bee.
Well, Bonnie, Bonnie Bee, she's like a real queen bee. She stands out among the others you see. She makes me happy, makes me feel so good. I wouldn't marry Bunny Bee if I could. We're too young, we got a long time to wait. But Bunny, baby, that don't mean hesitate about loving me. So kiss me, Bunny, Bunny Bee, Bunny, 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 Bunny Bee. For Bunny, Bunny Bee, she's the pride of our school. When she walks down the hall, well, all the kids all do. Hit her long blonde hair and cherry pink lips. Turned up nose that makes a cat wanna flip. Flip over Bunny, Bunny Bee, Bunny Bee, Bunny, 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 Bunny Bee. Well, I told Bunny, take a ride with me. I told her I'd show her all she could see. She don't know, but it'll be too dark. Oh, that lover's lane is where I plan to park. And I'm gonna ask her if I can kiss her then. And if I can, I'm gonna do it again more tenderly. When I kiss on my bunny, bunny bee, bunny bee, bunny, bunny, bunny bee. Well, bunny, bunny bee, pride of our school. When she walks down the hall, well, all the kids all do. Had a long blonde hair, cherry pink lips, and turned up nose that makes a cat wanna flip. Flip over Bunny, Bunny Bee, Bunny Bee, Bunny, Bunny, Bunny Bee.
Stopped kind of sudden, but that's okay. It was worth it. So we like it. We just like it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it really wasn't. I haven't ever heard it before, and so it kind of surprised me. But I like it. I really think it's cool.
Cool. Quite
groovy, as Brandon would say. It's groovy.
Yes,
that is
groovy,
such a tricky term. Oh, my goodness, Brandon, you're so young. How do you know that? I mean, I lived it, but that's definitely 60s. By the 70s, that was passé and nobody said it anymore. But that's okay. It was a hippie era saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That, and then they'd flip the peace sign and say, groovy, man.
Yes.
I didn't get into that. That just, I used to laugh at them, but, you know, hey, that was me. Okay, I've got a really fun one, one that I always liked because it's fun. It always makes me smile. Walt Harris, Tiny Kangaroo Down.
Oh, I remember this.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting a fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through, blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So he tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
And that's it hanging on the shed. Oh my goodness. That song just always gave me such a laugh.
Yeah.
And that boing boing thing in it. And good grief. It was always a fun song. And even back in the 60s, it was like, where did that come from?
Yeah, true.
It was pretty popular.
Mm.
Strange, but popular.
Yeah, very strange.
We tied his Tandy's hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it. There on the shed. Alrighty then. Is that the same as nail your hide to the barn door?
Probably.
I'm sorry. I just can't stop laughing. That song just gets me going. It's hilarious. Now I have one that isn't funny, but I did always love it. And
yeah.
I think it's something John's going to like, too.
Mm.
He's never sent it to me, but I think it's just because he hasn't found it.
Ah.
It's Roger Whittaker.
Oh, yeah.
Who has a velvet voice. Yeah,
mm.
Roger Whittaker. And he's singing The Last Farewell.
Oh, good one, yeah.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she says. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies again. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly. more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war of late, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag arrayed, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea. I shall smell again the fragrance of these eyes in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dead. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one, isn't it?
I believe Ron Jesse sang that well, Jenny.
Well, this one, though, was Roger Whittaker. Roger Whittaker,
yeah, that was
the
original. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
So that's what I usually go with, is the original artist.
Original, yeah.
And Roger Whittaker is who I remember. I have to tell you guys that I don't pay a whole lot of attention to Ron Jesse most of the time. mostly because you can't ever tell with him. And he's such a jerkhead. So, you know, I don't give him credence. I just don't, you know. Okay, now you know my opinion about that one, and we're going to stop.
Yes.
I've got Brandon's other request right now.
Yeah.
And it's another good one. It's Roy Orbison doing Let the Good Times Roll.
Good time roll, roll on.
Oh, yeah. Roy Orbison had a lot of really good songs.
Yeah, he did.
And,
I like his singing.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it is I was reading about him at one point, and he didn't wear those sunglasses because he was blind.
No, that's right.
He wore them to hide behind because he was so shy.
Mm.
Now, I thought I was stage shy at one point, but he really was, and he never got over it. And the sunglasses were what he hid behind. It enabled him to perform, maybe not comfortably, but quite effectively.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was very ingenious of him to hit on that. You know, and there are a lot of big stars, and Elvis included, that got stage fright before a concert, and they never, ever got over it. So
it must be nerve-wracking.
That's quite interesting. That's kind of what helped me to not have the heebie-jeebies every time I went on stage. I remember the first gig I ever had, of course, it was in a bar. I mean, you know, but just because of being so nervous, I mean, I could do it. That was not a problem. I did all the songs, didn't forget the words, et cetera, et cetera. But I lost 10 pounds in 4 hours.
Wow.
And then it was all nerves. It was all nerves.
Nerves.
Totally nerves.
Oh, they've got to get to your bed.
Yeah. It's kind of weird when you think of somebody being afraid to go out and sing. But when you spent the first part of your life being so insecure and shy.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
To even be able to do it at all is really phenomenal. And it's something I really enjoy. So I made myself get over it.
That's it.
I never did the bit of imagining the audience in their underwear or imagining them naked.
No.
Oh, God forbid that night would just scare you to death.
Go there.
I didn't do that. No. I just figured they're not going to eat me. You know,
that's
they're not
it.
Even going to shoot me with arrows or anything. So it's okay.
Mm.
But it used to freak me out if somebody got up and walked out. That really gave me the heebie-jeebies. I said, oh, no, what did I do? What did I do?
Yeah.
And you have to remember that it's probably not you at all. Something entirely different is going on. So I quit worrying about it.
Good.
So if they don't want to listen to me, that's their loss.
That's it. That's right.
But it was fun. I mean, you know, when you get over being so scared.
Yeah.
It was fun, which always happens before you start, always.
Mm.
And there are a lot of big stars that would tell you the same thing. But once you start singing, it goes away.
Mm.
Because what you were afraid of has already happened and nothing bad went
on.
So you're okay. All right. Now, with that in mind, I'm going to play my first frightening solo. It's not me singing. It's the group that actually did the song. A group called Original Cast.
Yeah.
And this was my solo at the spring concert my senior year. And I remember every second of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And not exactly fondly because I was quaking in my boots. But, hey, you know, here we go. Original Cast doing One Tin Soldier.
Written long ago about the kingdom on the mountain. Judgment Day on the bloody morning after. Once he told you right away. So the people of the valley sent the message up the hill. Came an answer from the kingdom. With our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountains, all the riches.
Because it spoke to the stupidity of man, I guess. Not so much man, but of war.
Yeah.
They think they're fighting for something special, and it turns out they're fighting for something everybody can have.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
60s, early 70s song.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's It was real big, real popular. You could buy the sheet music for it, on albums, the whole thing. It was totally. But I always liked it. Because it always, hey guys, look, see how dumb you were? See the big treasure. Anybody could have it. Anybody could have it. It's not a big secret. But you kill people. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry's going to play rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time. Gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll. Took my loved one over across the track so she could hear my man a wailing sack. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane.
That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folk dancers got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to dig a mambo. Way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
That one kind of snuck up on me. Of course, it's not a Gigi.
When I hear his name, I always think of his other song, My Ding-a-ling. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He's got a lot of good ones. He really does.
Yeah.
I used to just sit and listen to a whole album.
Mm.
Well, a CD. Really not indifferent. But anyway, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm distracted right now. So back to business.
Yes.
Taking care of business. Yes. Oh my goodness. If you turn me loose, it's going to be crazy nuts, you guys. And they're really stopping me. So hey, you know, take your chances.
Yeah.
I got Bill Haley. Bill Haley is going to shake, rattle, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, because I'm a hungry.
I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll.
guys, the 50s guys were just kind of, okay, cut it off. We don't fade out.
Mm.
Old singers don't die. They just fade out. Yeah, right? Mm,
yeah.
Okay. All right. I got the coaster. And they're going to go searching.
Gonna find her.
They're going to find her.
Yep, good luck with that one.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. I was trying not to say it for a change.
Oh.
So thank you very much, Jen. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Jenny.
I know I can count on you, honey. I know I can. That was so good. So, so good. You made me laugh. That is awesome. I have one more request now.
Okay.
And I love this. It's beautiful. Mm. It's Elvis.
Ah.
Singing Ebony Eyes.
On a weekend past, I would have time to get home and marry that baby of mine. So I went to the chaplain and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper my due to to my beautiful Livonia. The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, wonder why 1203 is so late?" He said, "Oh, they probably took off late. They may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and waited at the gate. And I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies, as if it were searching for
Evonia.
Then came the announcement over the loudspeaker: "Those having relatives or friends on flight 1203, please report to the chapel across the street at once." Then I felt a burning way deep inside. I knew that my ebony skies had taken my life. Most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eye. If I ever get heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile.
Oh, yeah. Are you calling again?
No. Yeah, I'm not.
That just jerks at my heartstrings. It's, can you imagine waiting for someone you love and they die in a plane crash on their way to you?
Yes.
That has got to be so tough to deal with. Destruction. Man. Mm-hmm. I hope it never happens to any of us. I really do. The song is bad enough. I just don't want it to really happen.
No.
Okay, gang. I've got another Chuck Berry song.
Yeah.
He's got so many of them. You know, it's not Cadillac or anything like that, though. But he's doing "You Never Can Tell."
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room, a robust safe. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Electric personality. Okay, I'm just blaming it for something. So there you go. No problem. Yeah. Johnny Rivers. He did a lot of good stuff too. He did, yeah. I tell you. And you can't go searching for something without running into Johnny Rivers. But that's not a bad thing.
No.
So right now, we're going to hear about Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Wow.
So if you get sick, it's Johnny Rivers' fault. Now you know who to blame if you get sick.
Yeah.
You get pneumonia, flu. It's Johnny Rivers' fault.
So take it. Yep.
Works for me.
I'll give it a try.
There you go. Sure, why not? I think it works. Okay, it's time for an Elvis song.
Yes.
Patch it up.
1, 2, 3, 4. We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling. That old feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. Feeling, feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
I'm right, and that they just need to acknowledge that. Never way. Never, ever worked that way. But that's okay. And right now, yes, Anne left during that song, but she's back. So
yes,
thank you.
My band's back.
Thanks for coming back. I like that when you do that.
Oh, you're welcome. I love being here.
So it's time to say thank you to everybody who's hung in here with me on the second full show of Good Old Rock and Roll Soothes Your Soul.
That's great.
Name of the network is Some Great Rock and Roll Music. That kind of leaves it wide open.
Yes.
The only criterion is I have to like it. It's okay. Just keep that in mind. But I've got a very broad spectrum of my taste in music. So it leaves it wide open. But thank you, everybody, for hanging in with me and listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to listen. And hope you come back again. And I do have a show on Saturday, Simply
yes.
Music with Jenny, on the TCB network. Watch for the link. It will magically appear. And then Sunday, there is the Gospel Hour on the TCB network. And it also will magically appear. Just keep an eye out, guys, because you'll be sorry if you miss it. And you know what? I'm going to blow my own tune as we go out today.
Jenny,
and,
can I just say something, please?
Sure.
Good luck tomorrow, Shauna, with Wade. Hope all goes well.
Yes.
Send love and prayers.
Prayers, baby girl, and he's going to be fine. So don't worry, Mom.
He's going to be great.
All right. Here we go with the closing.
this